We are gathered here today for this bonus episode from Cozy Womb Podcast. Hello, my name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. Two girls to be exact. I am a mother that has a tubal ligation and proud of it. Okay, I do not want a third. There is no man on this earth that can convince me. If you're talking a dollar prize, it's going to be high. Okay, because it's such a risk to have kids. And so far, nobody deserves. So this is a bonus. I know what day it is. It's Wednesday. I never drop on Wednesdays. But the last episode for this year and for this season will be on Friday. I want you guys to have a great holiday. I want you to spend quality time with your people, friends, everybody. A lot of times what people can give with the economy today is their time, is their presence, and that should be enough. Grown people, please do not look for gifts because, you know, I'm just glad you're here with us. That is it. That is all I can afford. But anywho, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. For those of you who can afford, you can always donate to the show. Every bit helps. You can always purchase merch on Bonfire, the Shan spot. Okay. The link is in the show notes. Also, Table Topics. If you want to order Table Topics cards in time for gatherings for the holiday, the link is in the show notes. Check that out. What else? I just want you guys to be great. You know what I'm saying? Love on your kids, hug on your kids, let them know that you purchased those gifts. People that love them purchase those gifts, not Santa. Okay? Are we in the clear? We're in the clear. All right. So y'all see the title. Do you want them self-sufficient? I do. Okay. I do not want to raise kids who will always depend on me. I do not want to raise kids who don't do what they're supposed to do because somebody didn't tell them today, but they've been telling you for the last 20 days. You've known this since you got hired. Why do I have to tell you to do that today? Like, kids who take no initiative to do what they know they need to in preparation for the day or the moment or the event or the experience irritate me. And I really had to stop myself from being upset with that child and say, hey, what did their parents implement? What did their parents tell them to do? How did their parents tell them to prepare? Did their parents even tell them to prepare? So in this episode, I want to talk about some things that parents need to stop doing so our kids can start doing, so they can get into a habit of doing, so they can do it for themselves, okay? Because if you don't parent your child now, you're going to make somebody in a workplace have to parent your child when all they wanted to do was their job. If you don't parent your child now, you're going to make a teacher have to do double work in a classroom, which is going to exhaust them and make them retire early. If you don't parent your child now, you're going to make it hard for the bus driver. You're going to make it hard for the principal. You're going to make it hard for authority. You're going to make it hard for people who may want to date your son or your daughter later in life, because they're going to be looking at your child like, what happened? And what happened is you doing too much as their parent, as their guardian, as their older sister, as their older uncle or auntie, as their older brother, as their grandparent. You are doing too much. And a lot of grandparents fall into this too, where they feel like through their grandchildren, they get to live their second parenthood. And their second parenthood is doing everything they couldn't do with their children, or doing more than they could do with their grandchildren. And sometimes spoiling the child ruins the child, okay? So here are some things that we need to stop doing as parents so our kids could be better, okay? Stop getting their clothes ready. If your child is 5+, they can pull out their clothes. They can get their socks. They can get their shoes. They can get their bag. They can get, you know, their drink. They can pack their lunch. You have to show them and you have to let them. Can they wash laundry? If so, let them. Can they cook food? If so, let them. Do they know where towels, trash bags, clothes, and resources are in the house? If they do, let them go get it. Stop buying all their wants. Allow them to see how to save for their wants, and I promise you their wants will lessen. When children are given money or given a card with a limit on it, and they start to look at the prices, they start to evaluate, how bad do I want this? Do I really need this? But if you're constantly buying for them, they see unlimitedness. They see no limits. They think you can just swipe your card and magic happens and they have things. In a reality, life does not work like that, okay? Ask them critical questions and do not think for them. If we want our children to think on a higher level, we have to give them the room and the time to ask themselves things that we constantly answer for them. Don't decide everything for your children. They will never be able to handle life if you decide everything for your children. Do not decide for them what is the best option for everything. Do not decide for them what shoes they should buy. Do not decide for them what color they should pick. Do not decide for them what charger they should buy. What's the best deal? Let them think it through. Okay? And when it comes to beliefs, and I know every parent is not like this, belief-wise, I allow my kids to learn on their own what a creator is, what a God is, who Jesus is, what the Bible is, what the Quran is, and I let them think for themselves. That is a part of their critical thinking. I am not a parent that's going to be like, you know what? I'm Christian, so automatically my child is going to be Christian, and we're going to believe this because I believe this. I'm not that parent, okay? And I know some parents are that way, but I am not, okay? Next, we're moving right along. Stop talking about what they need to do so much. If you say it once, you said it enough. If you say less, they will talk more, they will think more, and they will do more. Okay? Stop stepping into correcting what they can correct. Stop stepping into moments of correcting them before they can think through, oh, I need to correct myself. Oh, I made a mistake. Instead of you serve dinner for everyone at dinner time, and this is age appropriate, let them serve dinner for everybody. Let them know like how to plate rice. You put rice on the plate before you put gravy. You put the chicken on top of the rice. You push the vegetables on the side. Let them set the plate. Let them set the table. It's so many kids right now in society who do not know how to properly set a table. Let them do it. Rewarding them for every little thing that they do teaches them tit for tat. And it teaches them not to be genuine. It teaches them not to help someone unless I'm getting something. Not to do a good deed unless I'm getting something. And if you don't want a child like that, stop giving them money for keeping their room clean in a house that you pay for. Stop giving them money for ironing the clothes that you purchase so they can have clean clothes, well-fitting clothes, and look proper. Stop rewarding them for not leaving trash where trash doesn't go in the household. Okay? If this is your home, just like it's my home, take care of it. If I take care of it and nobody gives me money, but I have to dish out money for bills, take care of the home. Nobody's giving me money when I wash dishes. Nobody's giving me money when I clean laundry. Nobody's giving me money when I'm up this floor. Nobody's giving me money when I buy a new table. Like, the reality of life has to set in at some time, okay? Not today needs to be more familiar for them. Not today is okay. Stop ruining your schedule for your kids' wants. If your child randomly wants to go to the park today and the park does not fit in the schedule, let them know not today and let them sit with that. If your child wants to go to Five Below today and that just can't happen because you need to get to certain places at a certain time or it's not necessary or the answer is just no, let them know not today. Stop feeling like if you tell your child no, they're going to hate you forever. Stop it. Get that out your mind, okay? I would say pay cash for more things that are small, like ice cream, going to a carnival, going to QT. Let them see when money runs out. Let them see the choice that they made with the money when they had it, and let them sit and feel what it feels like to have no more money. Because if you don't start training a child's mind on having and then not having, they're not going to learn the value of having. They're not going to learn the value of saving. Okay? Make them see that money runs out and stop tapping so kids can understand money is not unlimited. Okay? Ironing their own clothes, let them do that. I started letting Anya iron her own clothes when she was 10. Okay? Now, I started ironing my own clothes when I was 7. I burnt myself twice. I still have those scars to this day. I'm 38. Okay? I let her iron her own clothes in her room with the ironing board. And her sister is not allowed to be around her when she's ironing because I don't want them to be playing and then somebody gets burned or something happens. But if they're at an age where they should know how to iron, show them once. Teach them when and not to use spray starch. Teach them what fabrics not to use an iron on. And let them do it themselves. Let them prepare on Sundays for school for the week, all their uniforms, tops and bottoms. Let them learn how to hang it properly. And let them take pride in what they look like when they leave the house, okay? You can't keep telling your child what to put on. You can't keep ironing your child's clothes and then wonder why they're 18 and their clothes are crushed up because you didn't do it. Okay? It's a direct result of your doing or you're not doing. Self-reliance is what we are teaching, not just independence. Okay? Now, stop and think about what you tell your kids to do versus what you do for your kids. Okay, stop training them to get something every time they do things they're supposed to do. Genuine wanting to help comes from a place of gratitude. And a lot of kids do not have gratitude because they're on a tit for tat mindset. Okay, your child's cognitive thoughts need to be used like a muscle. Info holding, info keeping, making good decisions, remembering what their dad said, remembering what their mom said, remembering important phone numbers, remembering what to do in emergencies. Emotionally, this is where your child would regulate themselves in their mind, okay? But emotionally, if your child is not self-efficient, they're not going to be able to regulate their emotions, okay? Interpersonal skills are like socially what they do. Teamwork-wise, how do they become a good teammate? And how to properly communicate with people. How do I communicate with my teacher versus my friend? How do I communicate with my mom and dad versus my cousin or my uncle or auntie? Like, most people call it code switching, but it's really self-awareness. It's really out of respect. This is how you speak to me. This is how you address me. A lot of kids struggle with who they can call bruh, who they can use slang with, who they can say certain words to in a conversation where it's just not appropriate, okay? Practical thinking has to come with practice. That word is in there, yes. So if you want your child to be a good cook and be able to cook for themselves as they get older, let them cook what they can cook now. If you want them to manage money in a better way, let them manage the little money that they have now. If you want them to come home and know their routine of coming home, taking off their shoes, taking their shoes to their room, washing their hands, getting out of their uniform, putting their uniform in the hamper, putting on some house clothes, making sure their room is clean, making sure they have what they need to have out to prepare to do their homework, going to get a snack, greeting whoever they need to greet, talking about their day. Then...
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Having some downtown maybe for 30 to 45 minutes, then going into their room and doing their homework, not sitting and watching TV, not playing the game for 2 hours and then trying to fit homework in between, going to shower, going to take a bath. Like, that has to start now. You have to do that with your kids now. Duties like cleaning the bathroom once a week. I have Anya cleaning the bathroom once a week. Shaking out the rugs and vacuuming and sweeping the floor. Taking the trash out when you see the trash is full. I shouldn't have to tell you to take the trash out all the time. All of those things are practical things that your children should be doing at a certain age without you having to tell them, without you having to hold their hand. If your hamper is full, take the initiative to go over there, separate the clothes, and do a load of laundry. Okay? I hate the idea of chores. I've always have, even before I had kids. Just care about where you live by helping. That's it. Just care about where you live by helping. I'm not paying no child to clean up things I purchase or them being in a house for free, not paying any rent. I'm not paying you to keep it clean. I'm just not. Out of respect, you keep it clean. Let your kids know how you failed, okay? A lot of parents think, oh, I have to let my child see me do it right. I have to let my child see me do it better and be better so my child could be better. But you also have to be honest with your children about the times that you failed, the times that you messed up, the times that you didn't get it right. What did it cost you? What did you lose? How long did it take you to get back to where you needed to be? Let them learn how to deal with failure. Because if they have this illusion that you have never failed, that you're picture perfect, they are going to have anxiety and they're going to hide things from you because to you, they think you never dealt with this. Okay? Now, with me saying all of this, I'm not saying don't support your child. By all means, be a supportive parent. Give them the power to make personal decisions, but be a supportive parent. Okay? There are decisions kids should make at 10 years old. There are long-term results versus short-term work that needs to be done, and that's what I'm going to talk about next. When it comes to decisions kids should make who are 10 plus years of age, money managing, when to study, online info sharing, what should I never share? What should I share? What should I say? What shouldn't I be on? What times I should be on the internet? Pros and cons of the choices I want to make. Pros and cons of the choices I've made. Hygiene awareness. Nobody should have to tell your child that they're breastfeeding. Nobody should have to tell your child that they have eye boogers. Nobody should have to tell your child that they have their shoes on the wrong foot or their shirt backwards or their shoelace is not tied. Nobody should have to tell your child that their hair is not combed. Or self-awareness, okay? That is something your 10-plus-year-old should be able to see for themselves. What to do in an emergency level to do steps. Meaning, if this happens, if they're at the park and maybe their sibling falls and cuts themselves, they should know the steps on what to do before they run to the house or call 911. Okay? There are so many steps before that. Okay, your child, 10 plus years of age, and even younger, I would say 7 or 8, should know what to do in an emergency. Stranger outside awareness. If your child is 4 plus at a park, you should be having many conversations of strangers. Okay, as they get older, you get into more detail about who are strangers. What might they look like? What might they say? Are they lingering? Every time you turn around, are they getting closer? Like those type of conversations, those types of thoughts that your child 10 plus years of age should be aware of. Appropriate friendships and inappropriate friendships. They should be knowledgeable of that. They should make good decisions based upon what is appropriate and what is not appropriate when it comes to friendships. Now, when we're talking about long-term results versus short-term, I'm talking about if your child develops a habit of not turning in their homework now, they're not going to have a good habit of turning in projects and things when they're in college or finishing projects at a deadline when they're at work. Okay? So the short term is them struggling to turn in homework now, but it can be a long term habit where they don't finish and they don't meet deadlines and they're not a good employee or they're not a good partner in a relationship because they just feel like they have all the time in the world. Preparing for a test, that's a long term habit, okay? If your child does not prepare for a test that is going to be crucial to their next step, then they're going to not be prepared for bigger bills. They're not going to be prepared for what's to come. They're going to make poor decisions and not be ready for what's needed of them by certain dates, okay? It's not a big deal that your child failed their spelling test, but it is a big deal in character of why they felt like they didn't have to study, okay? Preparing for the next day. That's a long-term habit. A lot of people who are late as adults or who can't get to work on time or they have a house that's disorganized is because they were never put in a position as children growing up to prepare for the next day. And they just got lazy and people just let them slide. And now they're sliding all over life as adults, not being prepared. Having a flight and packing in the last hour. Stop that. Stop getting on people's nerves because you're not prepared. That's a long-term habit. Verifying directions. Long-term habit. Why are you calling the day of as an adult asking if a payment can be pushed back when you had all this time to ask, when you had all this time to prepare, okay? Before your child starts a major project, they should verify the rules and the expectations of that project. Before they do a major paper, they should look at the directions and understand the directions first. So that's a short-term thing now, but it can be a long-term habit later. Bad grade on quiz. I feel like that's short-term because some people just don't test well, okay? But at the same time, if you are horrible on quizzes, you know you need to study daily up until that quiz. Some people can study the day of and it's just embedded until they have that test and then the information is gone. I was like that, okay? Speaking up when they need help. That's a short-term thing now, but it can turn into a long-term habit later that people don't grow out of in their 20s. People don't grow out of that in their 30s. People don't grow out of that in their 40s. And now they're in their 50s, probably in a relationship or in a marriage where they're just learning how to ask for help. Okay? Good feedback is honest feedback. Okay? And the way you prepare your child for feedback, period, is by having a consistent habit of giving them good feedback, but not in a way of critiquing them negatively. For example, instead of you view that they're doing something incorrectly, ask them, would you like some feedback on what you're doing right now? And if they say no, leave them. And if they say yes, then that's your space to give your thoughts. Would you like to know what I would do in your situation? If they say yes, give them your thoughts. If they say no, let them make their own decisions. But let your child know they had a space for advice. They had a time where they can seek out a source and help, okay? Every child is different, but we have to step in when needed and leave them alone when they got it, okay? We can't do everything for our kids. We're not supposed to. They're brilliant. They're smart. You know who your kids are, and you know what habits they have. And some of your kids are not mentally able to take on the capacity of what college will demand. So if you know your child's character does not say college, don't be surprised when they don't want to go. Don't be surprised when they don't get picked to go to college. That's not their character. Some people are entrepreneurs. Some people are also people who will always work for other people. Okay? But you just make sure you pour into what your child is good at. My name is Shan. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. I enjoyed this season. So many things regarding the education of kids. It's very sad that we have so many kids behind in math, so many kids behind in reading, so many kids behind socially. And they're in high school. And a lot of teachers are wondering, how did they get here? They got there because the system of education in the United States is made to push people along, even though they're behind. Push them along. We got more coming. And if we don't educate them as we push them along and make sure they're ready, then we're going to have a whole society of people who are not ready for the world. And what's happening is companies are so selfish and so greedy that once these kids become adults and they're not ready for the world, they're also not going to have empathy for them because they are good because they have a machine to do the work. If you can't read, that's okay. I have a computer to do the work. We don't need you. If you can't do math, that's okay. I have a register that can total it up. I don't need you. So what is it going to be for skills for these kids if they do not know the basics? Think about that, okay? If you are a parent and you have not heard your child read all year, shame on you. If you are a parent and you have not seen your child work through math problems or know what subject in math they're working on right now, shame on you. If you have not spoken to their teacher all year, shame on you. Educating your child is a team job. It's a team effort. A mom can't do it by themselves. A dad can't do it by themselves. Uncles can't do it. Aunties can't do it by themselves. Grandparents can't do it by themselves. They did their time. Okay. Teachers cannot do it by themselves. Okay. But we also have to understand what type of curriculum is pushed in the United States. And the curriculum that is pushed in the United States is one where your child is not educated, shrugs, next in line. And when you know that, and when you understand that in a way, you will step up and you would make sure your child is educated. But when you do not care and you just think all you have to do is feed that child, clothe that child, pick that. My alarm went off. My lunch is over. Like I was saying, I was preaching on the pulpit. When you think doing the basics is parenting, you are lost. You are part of the problem, okay? Parenting is nonstop. Parenting is always preparing. Parenting is always doing. Parenting is always teaching. Parenting is always disciplining. Parenting is always reminding. Parenting is exhausting. And when you really do parenting in the right way, you will understand why people have one child. You will understand why people choose to have no children, because everybody does not have the capacity to do what's needed for children. Everybody does not have the capacity to show up for children when they're still struggling to show up for themselves. So when you meet a man or a woman and they say, I do not have kids, I do not want kids, do not look down on them. When you meet a man or a woman that says, I have one child and I think I'm good with one child, leave them alone. And when you have a man or a woman that says, I have four children and my wife does not work. She's home with my children to educate my children, and I make sure my family has what they need. Respect them because they get it. They understand it. Okay? It is a constant sacrifice to parent in the right way. It is very mentally exhausting, physically exhausting, emotionally exhausting, but you're going to love some days of it and you're not going to love some days of it, but you do not get to slack. You do not get to be okay with your child not being able to read or tie their shoes or know where the fire extinguisher is or be educated on what to do at a park or what to do in a store if they're lost. If you are okay with your child not knowing that, you are the problem. If you are looking for your child's teacher to teach them everything they need to know, you are the problem. If you are a father
who think is okay for you not to do homework with your child, not to know what project they're working on this month, not to have any communication with their teacher, not to talk to your child about their grades, not to know what your child's weaknesses are, or their struggles are, or what they're great at, and reward them for that, or tell them how proud you are about that to them on a consistent basis, you are the problem. And if you think just being in a home with your child but not engaging with your child, you are the problem. But we can always fix these problems as long as we're honest with ourselves. So thank you so much for checking out this episode. Thank you so much for checking out the season of Closing One Podcast. I will be back in February with another season. I appreciate you guys. There's one more episode that's going to drop Friday. Other than that, y'all be great. Bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.